This is Daf HaShavua. This week is Ksuvos Daf Lamed Ches. We're on Lamed Zayin and Beis, 15 lines from the bottom, where the Gemara says, Kol Cherem Asher Yacharam. Now, the Gemara is going to continue in its discussion. We had several psukim. Let's say to the pasuk, V'la'aretz lo yichupar l'dam asher shupach ba, ki medam shofucho. We had the pasuk, V'lo sikhu kofer l'nefesh rotzeach. And we were asking, as we went through this sugya, why do we need this psukim? Don't we know already that a person from a previous pasuk, that a person does not have the right to redeem himself from Misa? If he's chayiv Misa, he can't pay his way out through money. So the Gemara now is going to raise the same question. Once I already have these psukim, what do I need the following pasuk, which seems to teach me the same thing? End of Parshas Bechukosai, it says, Kol Cherem, Asher Yacharam, Min Ha'adam, Lo Yipadeh. Gemara says, Lomali, what do you need that for? Because what is that pasuk really saying? It's saying any Cherem, here Cherem means a lot of different things. In this context, it means someone who has been condemned to Misa. So anyone who's Cherem, we ever mean excommunicated, Cherem sometimes a gift to the Kohanim, but something that's separated out. So someone who's condemned, And what does it say? Lo yipadeh. If a person has been condemned to Misa, lo yipadeh, lo mos yumas, he shall be surely put to death, and he cannot pay his way out. So what do you need that for? We know that already from the previous psukim. So the Gemara says, mi boi leilcha detanya. You need it for the following brice or the following libidim. Minayin layotze leharig v'amar echad erko alai minayin shalo amar klum. So what's happening here? So there is a concept of Erechin. Erechin is a mesechta. Erechin is discussed at the end of Parshas Bechukosai as well. Erech means that a person, there are certain fixed values, depending on the age, men, women, certain stages of a person's life, they have a certain value. So let's say, for example, a person between 20 and 60, a male is 50 shekels. So that means if you say Erechi Alai, or you say the Erech of this person is upon me, and you or that person is between the ages 20 and 60, so you're going to owe 50 shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. That is a fixed amount. It's not related to what a person would be sold on the slave market. That's Erechi Alai, as opposed to Demei Alai. Demei Alai means my value or this person's value. That depends on the person, person's strength, person's may depend on the person's age. What the Gemara is here saying is like this. Someone is taken to be out to be executed. He was Chayiv Misa, and he's being taken out. So a person says about that person, you know, Erechi Alai, I'm going to give the value of that person who's about to be executed to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Braisa here says, Minayin Shalom Arklum. How do you know that that's meaningless? Meaning that that person has value of zero, and therefore there's nothing to give to the Beis HaMikdash. Shneamar Ar Pasuk. Kol Cherem Asher Yacharam Min Ha'adam Lo Yipadeh. So that's exactly what it means. Someone who's been condemned, Yacharam, cannot be redeemed. It means that if I want that he has no value at this point. That's what I mean. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Erko Alai, it's a little bit less than halfway down. Erko Alai Vafal Pisha Erech Eino Lefi Damim Elo Lefi Shanim. Infinitely, you say, well, hold on. This is not based on this value of someone sold as a slave on the slave market. So maybe since there's a fixed amount, even someone who's being taken out to be killed, to be executed, would still have the erech value upon him. Still, says Rashi, lo amar klum. Dimiate kra hacha, the pasuk here, it excludes him. V'hai cherem lashon hekdeshu. So here the word cherem is not that the person is condemned. That's the other half. That's the other part of the pasuk. It means kol cherem. Anytime I want to give a gift of hekdesh to the Beis HaMikdash, Asher Yacharam Min Ha'adam, but it's coming from a person who, Yacharam, who was condemned for Misa, Lo Yipadeh, so you don't have to redeem that. You don't have to give it to the Beis HaMikdash because he gave it, because it was of no value. Says the Braisa, the Yachol Af Kodim Shenigmar Din Okein. Maybe the halacha would be true even before Gemar Din. They didn't finalize. Looks like he's in bad shape. Looks like things are not going well. But they didn't finalize the din yet. Tabal Amar, Min Ha'adam, V'lo Kol Ha'adam. It says Min Ha'adam, meaning some people, there'll be a case of Lo Yipadeh, where they're being, that's when the din is finalized. But not every person, there are people who indeed do have, will still have a value. So that's what it means. Min Ha'adam teaches us that this pasuk, that if someone is destined to be killed, it will not, can't be subject of this erech, promise. That applies only to some of the people who are condemned, who are, but not the ones, but not everybody, only ones who really have a complete gemar din. Okay, so that's what that pasuk is there to teach us. And therefore, I don't need that. That's why it's not there. And obviously, it's not teaching us that a person cannot redeem himself from Misa. That we know from the previous psukim. And this pasuk Kol Cheirim teaches us the fact that a person is being taken out to be executed. There's no erech vow that's effective at all, even though an erech is a fixed value. Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya asked the Gemara, "De Amar Nerach mipnei shedam of ketzuvim, hay kol cherem my avile." What about Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya? He holds that when it comes to erechin, you can give an erechin for such a person, because even though he's being executed, because it's not about his value as a slave. De Meolai, you're absolutely right to say his value as a slave, I'm giving to the Beis HaMikdash, that's meaningless. But to say Erki Olai, the Torah has fixed prices for all different people in different categories, different ages. So therefore, that it's dumb of ketuvim. It's a fixed amount. So if that's the case, I'm not going to learn from this pasuk that there's no erech. So what is this Kol Cherim teaching us? Says the Gemara, "Mi bai lilcha d'tanya." I need it for the following brisa. Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Omer lefish shematzin ulamu masim bidei shamayim shenos nimamonu miskaper lohem. So let's see what this case is. What does Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch, teach us? So we find literally that those who are to be killed by a bidei shamayim or a chayiv misa bidei shamayim can give mamon and they can receive atonement through the mamon. Now, what's this talking about? So be careful. This is not someone who's really chayiv kares. You can't get out of that by paying money. But rather, look at Rashi smack in the middle. Lumumasim bidei shamayim kagon. Misha harag shoro es hanefesh. This is discussed in Parshas Mishpatim. A person sure killed someone. Dechsiv be yumas. It says vagamba alav yumas. Velo misas beistin. You're not getting misas beistin. Dinafkalam sanhedrin. Mos yumas hamakero tseachu. What do we learn from that pasuk? Al ritzicha so atahargo. Viatahargo al ritzicha shoro. You don't kill someone for the ritzicha of their shor, just of their own ritzicha, only when they murder. Vahai yumas bidei shalim. So it says vagam alav yumas. It means bidei shamayim, means that Hashem really wants to punish you for you being negligent in watching your shore, which now killed a person. So, but the pasuk says, if you look back in the Gemara says again, "Alefisha matzinu lamu masim bidei shamayim shenos dimamum is kapelahem." How do you know you can get out with that with money? Shneamar im kofer yushasal. Of that im is one of the three ims. That's an obligation, not im if. But rather, you must, you give, you pay kofar, which is the value of the person who died, according to some. Maybe it's the person's, it's the perpetrator's value. But either way, you pay what's called kofar. If kofar is placed upon him, so that shows you that you can pay kofar, and you're not going to be killed b'day shamayim. So yach, when it comes to the your sure, killing a person. Yach olaf b'day adam kain. I would have thought maybe it would be true when it comes to adam as well. Person who's liable to death by Beis Din, maybe he can redeem himself with atonement as well. Tabal Amar, Cheirem min ha'adam lo yipadeh. So that's our pasuk. That's the pasuk that the part of the pasuk that we're quoting. No, a person who's condemned, if it's min ha'adam, which means he's going to be executed by Beis Din, lo yipadeh, you cannot do so. So we need this extra pasuk, because the implication, or perhaps the inference of the pasuk of im kofer yushasalav, may mean that I can apply that as well to misas based in two. Not only where im ba'alav yumas, where the Torah speaks about misa bidei shamayim, you can get out of it with the kofer. Maybe I can get out of a misas based in as well with kofer. He says that's why I need cheirem min ha'adam lo yipadeh. I ve'in li'el misos chamuros shalonit nashigagasan l'chapar. That may be only true when it comes to strict misos based in where their shgaga is not given over to kapara. So this is a little bit complicated. Let's explain what's happening here. So take, for example, the avera of ritzicha. Ritzicha, yichayv misos based in, yichayv sa'if, yichayv hereg, beheaded. What happens if you do, if person is, person kills, Beshogeg? So you get gullus. That's absolutely true. There is a punishment where for Beshogeg. What happens? Let's say you have a person who's Mechalel Shabbos. Person Mechalel Shabbos b'mezi dechayv skila, assuming he's warned. And if he is not warned, he's chayv karis, he doesn't b'mezi. And if he doesn't b'shogeg, he chayv a karban chatas. So that's absolutely true. Let's say the following. Let's say you have someone who kidnapped someone. So you chayv mises based in for that. What would you be chayv if you did that b'shogeg? Nothing. There is no karban. So what makes Shabbos, let's say, an avodah zarah, different and even more lenient to some degree, in a certain sense, than someone who kidnapped someone? So the difference would be is that if you kidnap someone, there's no way out. If you did it b'shogeg, there's no option. It's not like you can achieve kapara with the karban chatas, because karban chatas only happens, or is only brought where, if you did it b'mezid, you'd be chayiv karis. Now, truth be told, when it comes to, let's say, Hilchos Shabbos or Avodah Zarah, if you do it b'mezid, you may be chayiv karis, but that's without warning. If you do it with warning, you chayiv skila, which is certainly a stronger misa, necessarily, than the misa you would get, let's say, for kidnapping someone, or killing someone where you chayva, but nonetheless, there is a difference. And that is kidnapping. There is no karban chatas. There's no way out. When it comes to Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, there is a way out. That's the karban chatas. Happens to be because it's linked to the potential kares involved. So that's what the Gemara is saying like now. I would have thought that this halacha that you can't get out of the misas based in with a kofar is only when it comes to, maybe that's only misos that are strict that are not given out for kapara. Look at Rashi, about two thirds of the way down, a little bit more. Shalo nitna shigigasan lechapara kevan dikra lo parish kol misos mistayech isha this high chumra de ein mamono matzilo amisos chamuros. Maybe I would say, you don't have all misos on this, I would say, you know what? Maybe this chumra applies where you cannot, you know why I won't be able to get out of it with mamon? Is only referring to when amisos chamuros. Umayinu, kagon ha'ose chabura ba'aviv. Ogonev, a person who gives a wound to his father. Ogonev, finesh b'Yisrael. Or a person who kidnaps. Shein kapar k'sul b'shigigaso. There is no kapar for shogeg. Shein kares b'zdono. De v'chayv chatas b'shigigaso. So maybe I would say, in a certain sense, those are even more strict than the Shabbos and the Avodah Zarah, etc. So how do you know? So how do you know then, misos kalos, shenitnos shigigasan lechapara, the lighter ones, minayin, how do you know that even there you can't get out of it with money? That's tamalomar kol chayim. That's the beginning of our pasuk, to teach us everyone, even misos kalos, so to speak, if you can look at Shabbos as kalos, because you can get out of it with a chata. So in other words, what the Gemara is saying is, I need an extra pasuk to teach me that not only do we can't just put everything in the same category, anytime where there's a chiyuv, where there's a chiyuv misos based, and I know you can't get out of it with a kapara based on the end of the pasuk, with money based on the pasuk, kol cherem min ha'adam lo yipada. Min ha'adam is going to be killed by Beistin. Ooh, but maybe that only applies, I can't get out of it, by wounding one's father or kidnapping, because there's never a way to get out of it. Meaning, when you do a b'shogeg, there's no way out. There's no karman chatas. At least Shabbos and other things have a way out, because there's a kares potential, so there's a chatas potential. Maybe since there's a way out with a chatas, maybe we would say there would be a way out with money. Tamil Amar, kol chayrim. Okay, so Gemara says, I don't like that. Velo mi melo mi lo lusik koko v'shamis mina. I don't understand. In the end of the day, we had the pasuk in the previous shir, lo sikul kofel lenefesh rotzeach, ashur ha-shalomos. You can't get out of a mises based in with money. Period. End of story. You don't think I would know that from what we just said now from that pasuk itself? Lo sishkol mamona mine viftiftarine. It says don't take money from someone and exempt him. That should apply to all types of misas based in, and I don't need kol cherim. So kol cherim lamali. Once again, what do you need kol cherim? What does kol cherim really come to teach me that I wouldn't already know from lo sikul kofer? So Amar Rabbi Bar Chama itzdrich. No, you do need kol cherim. Salka date chamina. We're now on Lama Chesem and Aleph. Finally, Hani Mili Heicha Hadaharago Derech Aliyah. That's only where you killed him, Derech Aliyah. So let's talk about this. The Torah speaks about the difference of killing Derech Aliyah and Derech Nefila. When it comes to Galus, Ir Miklat only exempts you when you kill Derech Yerida. So if you're going, if you take a look at, look at Tap Rashi, Hane Mili Delo Siklu Kofer. Rather, Derech Aliyah. Here we go. Hani Mili, Lo Sikhofer, Lifto Rotzeach, Mezid Miktala. Where do we say Lo Sikhofer will exempt a Rotzeach Mezid from being killed? Where? Hecha de Harago b'Mezid, Derech Aliyah. What's Derech Aliyah? Bahanofas Yado, Hikohu Me'acharav. Oh, what did he do? He waved his hand from behind. De kavase b'shogeg. De lo nitan lechapars galus. Kedichsev vayipol derech nefila. So when it comes to killing b'derech aliyah, there is no kaparas galus because it says there the language of vayipol. So I would have thought, see, a person is chayav galus only if he killed with a downward motion. Vayapel rather, not vayipol. Vayapel alav. The pasuk says. So if that's the case, I would say, aha. When do we say that a person that lo sikhu kofer, where we say to pater rotzeach me from mezid, I would say that's where he killed. So let's do this in the Gemara again. Go back to the previous Amar. So Amar Rabbi Chama, itzdrich. Now I need the extra pasuk of kol cherim. Why? Salkadate chamina. I would have said hane mili the pasuk of lo sikhu kofer to that you want to teach you to exempt a rotzeach mezid from misa that maybe he should pay his way back. I would have thought hecha da harago b'mezid. I'm reading this Rashi again. Derech aliyah b'hanofas yado hizu derech aliyah me'acharav. Back in the Gemara, hane mili top of the line hecha da harago derech aliyah shelo nitna shigigaso l'chapara. Because there, where you do something derech aliyah, there is no kapara b'shogeg, since you're not going to get galus because you did it derech aliyah, not derech yerida. So there's no kapara. So then I understand why you lo sikhu kofer will teach me that there is not going to, you can't pay your way out. Avol harago derech yerida, but if he killed him derech yerida, didn't know shigigas of the chapar. Where if you did that b'shogeg, you killed someone b'shogeg that way, you would be able. There is a kapara. Emanish kol mamona mina even if terine. Maybe we should be able to take money from him and we would exempt him. Kamash malan that we don't do that either. So what the Gemara here is doing a very similar stuff to the Gemara before. So I would have thought I need kol cherim, because I would have thought maybe lo sikhu kofer teaches me that where there is no way out bishogeg, i.e. there's no galus because you did derech aliyah. So maybe that's why, in those cases, I can't get out of it with lo sikhu kofer teaches me because you can't pay your way out. You can't pay your way with money because there's no way to pay your way out with galus either. But maybe in a derech yerida situation where I can pay my way out, so to speak, with galus, I could pay my rent with money. Kamash malan kol cheirim. That's why I need kol cheirim. Amalei Rava, I don't need that either. Why? Because hami detana de bechizki anafka. Detana de bechizki. Remember him? Make adam make behema. Ma make behema lo chilakta ben shogig lemezid ben miskaving leshe miskaving ben derech irida lederech aliyah lefotor mamon elo lechayvo mamon af make adam lo tachlo po ben shogig lemezid ben miskaving leshe miskaving ben derech irida lederech aliyah lechayvo mamon elo lefotor mamon. A lot of reading, but what it's basically saying is Tana Debechizki told us to compare shogig to mezid. So just like make adam make behema, just like when it comes to an animal, whether you kill bebezid or shogig, you have to pay. So too, when it came to a human being, if you remember, whether you kill shogig or mezid, you don't have to pay because kam lebe derabim it implies. But part of that connection is that there's no difference between miskavin and a miskavin, derech yerida and derech aliyah, which is our topic, that you're going to be chayiv to pay. So make adam, you're going to be pater to pay in all situations, meaning kam lebe derabim it'll apply. Bottom line is what we're trying to derive from that Tana Debechizki is, I never would have had the Havamina the Gemara is giving me right now. Because the Havamina was, the Havamina the Gemara is giving me over here is, oh, Allah, I know what's happening. You want to say that there's a difference between Derech Ali and Derech Yerida, and that's why I need Kol Cheirim in addition to Lo Sukil Kofer. I never would have such a Havamina. Of course, I compare Shogig to Mezid anyway. That being the case, then I don't need Kol Cheirim, and we're back to the original question.